Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, praise the Lord, everybody.
I've got a few more tears to shed. Oh, I got a few more.
Okay.
Burdens to bear. Oh, I got a few more.
Yeah.
Times to give up. Right.
Yeah.
Till my mouth is full. Ooh, my victory's been won. If you make it in glory, oh, before I do. Oh.
Waking me up this morning so that I could see another day.
snowy, cold, or what have you. It's a blessing. And I just thank and I praise God for it. Glory be to God. Thank him for his grace and his mercy. Glory. A day that's not promised. But because he loves us so much, he blesses us to see another day. Father God, once again, in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your blood, Jesus, that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, I thank you for sending your only begotten son to die so that we may live. Father God, I just want to say thank you today, God. Father God, I thank you for you, my breath. You are my life. You are my strength. I thank you, Father God, for blessing us to see a brand new year, January 17, 2024. Glory, hallelujah. If so many people didn't make it in to see this new year. But because of your grace, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, Father God, to see this year. Nothing that we have done. But because of your grace and your mercy, hallelujah, you keep us. Every day of our lives, you touch us with a thing of love. Father God, and I just thank you. Lord, and I ask you to bless everybody, the sick, the needy, the young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, bless your people all over the world, dear God. Father God, for truly we need you. Father God, we ask you to bless in the White House, dear God. Glory be to God. Bless our government body, God. Father God, send your people, saints of God, into the government. Glory be to God, because somebody needs to be there for you. Glory, hallelujah. Father, just thank you. I thank you for each and every one that came out to be with us tonight. Glory be to God, Father God, and I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for allowing them to be out with us tonight, giving them a heart and a mind to come out and hear your word. Father God, I just thank you, and I will forever praise your holy name. And I thank you for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God. Glory be to God. And I just want to say, Sister Emily, I do know that you're waiting. So hold on just a little bit, and I will be bringing you in. Glory be to God. Glad to have you with us. And we're going to talk today, glory, hallelujah, one of my favorites. And that is Hebrews 11:1. And I think we're going through to, I'm not sure where I'm going. Might be to around verse 7, I think. See that right down where I was going. No, it's going to be around verse 10. Hebrews 11:1, verse 10. And I thank God for that. Thank God for his mercy, for his grace. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for this weather because we could be dead and gone. We could be under the ground and not over on top of the ground, brother, be feeling it. Glory be to God. So I just thank God for it.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, yeah. Hallelujah. That's a blessing all by itself.
Yes,
you know, people might say, look at me and say, that woman is crazy thanking God for all this so cold weather and all this snow. You could be dead and gone. You don't feel it, don't know nothing about it. And I just thank the Almighty God for everything that he do for
Almighty
us.
Almighty God. Yes, yes.
He makes no mistake. None.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hebrews 11:1 begins with, we're going to more or less, I'm going to try to hold myself down tonight. We're going to more or less just talk.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, I mean, sometimes, Brother D, I just can't hold my peace.
Amen.
And I just think and I praise God for it. Because if I'm not holding my free peace, I'm giving glory to God.
To God.
And I just thank Him for that.
That's it.
Glory.
Give Him all the glory.
Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. Right now, he's not talking about yesterday, day before.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now faith
is
the substance of things, the evidence of things not seen. Glory. You know, I was reading that. I said, Lord, you know you some kind of awesome God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence
of things not seen.
Not seen.
Glory be to God. Now, I'm getting through to this now. But we're going to go back to Romans 4:17 and verse 2. Let me get my verses here together. Okay. I'm sorry, Romans 4, I'm giving you wrong. I'm sorry, Romans 4 and verse 17 through 21. Mm-hmm. Romans 4:17 through 21. And it reads as follows. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations.
Come on.
And we know that God was talking to Abraham. Said before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Glory be to God. Do you get what I'm saying? Glory, hallelujah. He said, for God, I want you to catch this now. I want you to catch this. What Brother Paul write in here? He said, let me back up so I can say, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Look at God. Look at God. Things that you don't see.
Yes.
And so it's already there. Glory be to God. You see, that's the kind of faith God wants us to have. Glory. But we're going to go on here. Genesis 17. Glory, hallelujah. 1-5. Let's go back a little bit further. Genesis 17, 1-5, and hold that. We want to go back a little bit further. Let's go back before I go to 17 to Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, and that would be verses 1-5. Mm-hmm. And this is God calling things that is not as though they already were. Glory be to God. Verse 1. Now we're going to chapter 1, verses 1-5. Y'all come on and follow me. Go on this trip with me. It says, in the beginning. You know, we look at this and we say, well, we already know that. Brothers and sisters, one thing I found out. You can read this verse or this chapter 1,000 times, and don't you know, when you every time you go back, God is going to give you something brand new. Glory. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
That's what he said. Now,
see, this is the God that was standing out in the universe. Nothing was before him, but blackness. Glory be to God. Said, and the earth was without form. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord of God moved upon the face of the water. Look at God. Now, see, we all know that God is a spirit. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Glory be to God. Now look at God making preparation for man. Man, not even born yet. Man is still in the mind of God. Not even born yet. Glory. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Look at God. Calling all things which be not as though they were. And when he spoke the word, what was not there, light appeared. Because he opened his mouth and he calls it out on faith. Glory be to God. God said, let there be light, brothers and sisters. And there was light. See, one thing about God, when he speaks, even before he speaks, it's already done. Glory be to God. And when he spoke light into existence, glory, hallelujah. When he said, let there be, the light appeared. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hey, glory be to God. Now, chapter 15, I'm sorry, chapter 17, and I'm trying to hold myself down here because it feels good for the name. Verses 1 through 5. Glory be to God. It said, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Look at God. Look at God. Look how he acknowledged who he was to God. See, God is no love puny, nothing to play with. But he told Abraham, I am the Almighty God. And you know what made God come to Abraham? Hallelujah. Because Abraham already had faith in him, though he didn't see him. He believed. He had that faith. He said, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Look at this. God already putting what he's going to do into Abraham's spirit. And all Abraham had to do was what? Have faith. All he had to do was have faith. Glory be to God. It is the faith that we have that makes it materialize. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and I shall be a father of many nations. So neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram. Listen to God. Because, see, God's going to make him so great, the name Abram is not big enough for him. Glory be to God.
Come
he said, neither shall thy name be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations shall I make thee. Look at God. We're talking about certain things that is not as though they was. When God told Abraham, hallelujah, I will make you a father of many nations, it had not came to pass. But Abraham believed. Then I went back. And I looked up Abram. Abram is exalted, Father. See, Abraham was already exalted when he was called Abram because he believed everything God said. Whatever God told him to do, he did it, even as far as to sacrifice his son. Glory be to God. Abram was willing to walk as God said, walk in every way possible. Nothing wavering, no fault. God said, do it, so he did it. Then I looked at Abraham. Look, God already gave us the definition of Abraham, father of many nations. Look at God. We're talking about faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oftentimes we wonder, Brother D, we tell God, Lord, I done prayed over and over and over. I done prayed for 2 or 3 years asking for this, and I never got it. Why did we get it? Because we asked for it, but we didn't ask in faith. When we ask God for something, we need to start looking for it.
Believe it.
Don't give up. If you don't say it today, look for it tomorrow. Glory be to God.
That's it.
You got to hold on to that faith. Because if you want God to move, it is your faith, brothers and sisters, that make God move. He moved for Abraham because Abraham had faith. And he was counted to God as righteousness. For Abraham was a friend of God. Hey, because he believed God. He walked and he talked with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got to hold it down here because I said I'm coming here to talk and to teach today. And glory, hallelujah, not to preach. But one thing I know, whatsoever God have you to do, whether it's to teach, to preach, to talk, or whatever, do it.
Do it.
God have his own purpose for the things that he tell us to do. We may not understand it, but God knows. We don't have to worry about us understanding. As long as God knows, you're giving to us in due time. Glory be to God. Verse number 3 says, through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Glory be to God. The things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. Now, you know what? When God said, let there be light, there were nothing on the face of the earth but water. Glory be to God. But God spoke into this earth, the sun, the moon, the trees. He separated the waters from the waters. He separated, he put a firmament in the middle of the earth so that the earth would be down here and over the firmament was heaven. Glory, hallelujah. And in between the earth and heaven, you got your clouds where God sent rain on the earth so that we may live. He spoke it all into existence. Glory be to God. That's the God that we have, that we serve, that have faith in himself because there is no greater. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can't have faith in me. I don't have enough faith in myself when it compared to God. God don't have faith in no man. He don't need you, because what he wants, it automatically comes into existence because he speaks it. He don't have to work for it. All he got to do is say, let there be. And it appears. Glory be to God. Things that are not as though they were. Glory, hallelujah. There were no sun and moon on this earth. There were nothing but water. To see, God saw further than the water. God already saw the sun, the moon, the stars, the separation. God already saw it all. He already had his plan, and all he had to do was speak it into
existence.
And that's what he did. And you know why he spoke into existence? Because he was thinking of man whom he was going to put on this earth, brothers and sisters, just to worship and serve him. That's why he put us here, to glorify him. But when you look at man, glory be to God, only thing you can say is, Lord, have mercy. Because man don't seem to remember or realize or understand why he was put on this earth. He was put on this earth to take care of God's creation for a little while and to praise and worship God, to learn about him so that we all could be with him one day. Glory be to God. So, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Glory be to God. And it said, by faith, now see, this let us know that man can have faith if they would only believe. All you got to do is believe. And willing to do what God would have you to do. He said, by faith, Abram offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Glory, hallelujah. And you know what? That verse is true right now. As I speak on Abel, him been dead, his blood is yet speaking. Glory be to God. And just think of it. He was counted righteous because he gave of his first fruit to God. And his first fruit was a blood offering. What Cain had was where he tilled the ground and he raised food, he raised vegetables, he raised tomatoes and all the different vegetables. But for the body, the feeding of the body. But see, back then God accepted blood sacrifice. And every time Abel killed one of his sheep, that was a sacrifice going up to God. And God was pleased with it. And he counted it righteousness. By faith, Enoch was translated that he would not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. See, Enos walked and talked with God and he believed God. Glory, hallelujah. And because he testified that he pleased God, how did he please God? He was walking upright before him. He was worshiping him. He gave God sacrifices. He did everything that God would have him to do that was right. Because of his righteousness, his faith in God, and he walking upright because of his righteousness, he was translated. He didn't see death. He was here today, and one second and the next second, he was gone because he pleased God. I'm talking about the faith that they had in God back then. The faith that we need right now. Because we don't have the faith that we need that we can walk and talk and see things and God let it materialize instantly because we please him. Glory be to God. We need to work on our faith. We need to get into that Bible and let's read that Ten Commandments over again. It's around the 20th chapter of Exodus. Read the 10th commandment again. Thou shalt not kill. Glory be to God. Well, you say, well, Lord, I haven't killed anybody. Maybe not physically. But we kill people with our mouth. Glory be to God. And we think it's all right. And we don't know how bad we have caused that person to become because of the way we treated and the things that we said to that person. Glory be to God. We don't know. We don't seem to realize and don't understand what we can do to a person with our mouth. Mm-hmm. You've killed that person emotionally. You've killed their spirit. They don't even have the energy to get out of the bed because of what you said to them. That's why we should be careful how we talk. We should be careful how we think of a person. Glory. We should be careful that we don't judge people. Don't judge them. Help them up. Glory be to God. Help to put them back on the right track. Pray for them. Glory be to God. But we got so many people now. And I know it happens. I went through school with it. That look down on somebody. You look down on people because you think you're better than them. When God made you, did he come to you and say, well, you're the only special child I got? No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. No matter what state we are in, whether we're poor, whether we're homeless, whether we're sick, needy, crippled, blind, we are still God's special children. Glory be to God. We don't know why God allowed people to be blind. But in your blindness, see God and praise him. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We don't know why we go through, well, we go through things because we have to go through suffering things because Jesus suffered and died for us. We got to carry some of our own burdens. Glory be to God. But we got to praise God through it all. We got to have faith when things come our way. We got to have faith that God has already brought us through. Glory be to God. See, it is our faith that speaks for us. And when we glorify God, we shouldn't just wait till we're at church to glorify God. We shouldn't wait till we're at church to praise God. If you're at home by yourself and not a soul in that house but you, you can look up and begin to worship and praise God, and after a while, you'll feel like it's 1,000 people in that room with you because God comes down, and he inhibits your praise. He right there enjoying you praising and worshiping and loving on him. Glory, hallelujah. He inhabits your praise. He right there. All you got to do is praise him. You ain't got to wait to be around nobody. If you wait for somebody to be around, that's false praise. You just want to be seen. Only the person I don't care about is God. If I'm by myself, I'm a praise him. If I'm out in the street, I'm a praise him. I walk through Walmart talking to God all the time, and people look at me and laugh. I tell them, "Pay me no mind. I'm talking to my God." They tell me, some of them say, "I do too. I do the same thing." Glory be to God. So we cannot be ashamed. We got to have faith so that God would move for us. But he is not going to move if we don't have faith. Then he said in verse 6, which is another of my favorites. Glory be to God. Another of my favorite verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Glory be to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we don't have no faith, how can we go to God and ask him for anything? If we don't have faith, we're not going to believe that he is. He says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, when we go to God, we got to have that steadfast mind and know with a shadow of a doubt that God is. Mm-hmm. Not no question. I said he is. Glory be to God. And we got to believe that. We got to know that. Hallelujah, Jesus. That when I call on the Master, I know God hear me. I know that I have a God. I know there is no other God before me, before him. Mm-hmm. No other God beside him. I know he is the Most High God. I know he's the God that created heaven and earth. I know he is the God that created man, and no other can do the things that he do. But in order for us to please God, we must believe that the true God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, exists, and that he rewards. Don't you know every time you receive a blessing, that is a reward from God? Man. This is how much God loves you. Mm-hmm. Everything you get, brothers and sisters, that is a reward from God. Without God, you would not see, receive anything. Without God, we wouldn't be on this earth. Without God, we wouldn't be breathing, brothers and sisters. So we got to know, we know that there is a God. Glory be to God. We got to know, not think. Don't let Satan get you questioning your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what he brings to you. Don't let nobody question your God. Because your God is there. He's there before the beginning of the earth. And he'll be there when the world is gone. He will always be there. He cannot die. He cannot be killed. So let us get on his bandwagon and worship him so that we may live. Glory be to God in spirit and in truth. And he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He rewards you by giving you the Holy Ghost. Because when you diligently seek him, you're going to pray and God's going to clean you up. The things that you were doing, you won't do them no more. Because anything that get in God's new Jerusalem has got to be clean. He's not taking no filth into his new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. But we got to have faith so that we can make it in. Glory be to God. We might have a hard time, but with faith, we can overcome that hurdle, Brother D. Glory be to God. By faith, we can overcome whatsoever comes our way.
Amen.
But we got to be faithful. We got to trust. We got to know that God said he's going to do it. I believe he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it. And you believe until it materializes. And once it materialized, what you say, the Lord, I thank you. Nobody but you. Glory be to God. When God bless us, we so excited about what we got, we forget to thank the one who blessed us. We forget to praise the blesser. We forget to praise him. And he loved us so much, he let us go on. Ignore him. Do the things that we do, but he still loves you. For by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. Look at the faith of Noah. Being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Glory be to God. That he moved with fear. Hey, see, that's what I tell you all the time. You got to fear God. And when you fear, you're going to move and you're going to do the things that he say do. He moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, when God told Noah, it's going to rain. Noah ain't seen no rain. He didn't see no rain. But he feared God. When he heard God's voice, he feared God. And because he feared him, he believed him. He had faith in him. And he, within himself, said, God said, make this ark. I'm going to make this ark. Glory, hallelujah. And it took him so many years to build that ark. But God said, make that ark. He moved by fear. He moved by faith. Faith in God. He could have told God, well, why are you asking me to make our God? It's never rained before. But he didn't do that.
Come on now.
Hey, glory.
That's right.
He trusted God.
Come on now.
He believed when God said it was going to rain. Noah got his hammer and his nails. Hallelujah. And the blueprint that God gave him and began to make that big old ship. It was a big yacht. Glory be to God. He began to make it because he feared God. He trusted God. He believed whatsoever God said was going to come to pass. See, because we don't see stuff when God tells us stuff. We don't see it. We don't believe it. But faith It's believing. Hey, glory.
Mm-hmm.
When God tell you something, you catch on to it and hold it with everything that's in you. Because if God said it, it's already done. And all you got to do is believe it and wait for it. See, we got to fear God. When we fear God, we'll move for him because we're afraid of what he may do to us. We know God can just and blow us on off the face of earth.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
To please. It's impossible.
So, nor faith. See, because of his faith, it was counted
mm-hmm.
for righteousness. See, this is why you look and say, well, that person in the Bible did this and did that.
Mm-hmm.
But their faith was counted for righteousness. They not only did wrong, but they repented. Don't you know you mm-hmm. can't get to God if you don't repent? That's why Jesus went down in the grave. So that he can
mm-hmm.
preach to the ones that did not hear him, that was dead before he came to this earth. He went down and he preached about his father. He preached about himself to get him a chance to be saved. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, without faith, it's
impossible to please God.
That for faith, by faith, Abraham, when he was
yeah.
called to go out into a place which he should
mm-hmm.
after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether
mm-hmm.
he went. Glory be to God. Let's go to verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heir with him to the same promise. Well, look at God. Look at God. Abraham, I want you to go out. Separate yourself from your nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Separate yourself from Lot. Abraham gave Lot the chance he go one what way he want to go, and Lot chose that way of Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't know at that time, but God knew. Abraham went out with no direction.
Mm-hmm.
God just said go. And he went out on faith. So you wonder why God called Abraham righteous? He didn't ask no question. Well, God, I'm not going anywhere if you don't tell me where.
Yes.
He just left because God said go, and he went by his faith. Glory be to God. By his faith. Went to a strange land. Hey,
mm-hmm.
glory. And he didn't worry about where he was going because he trusted. He had faith of God. Send me. He's going to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
That's it.
Moved
by
faith.
That's faith.
It was his faith that was counted for righteousness. It said, for he looked for a city which
mm-hmm.
has foundation, whose builder and maker was God. Look how early in the Bible. Look at this now. Look how early in the Bible Abraham was looking for us in New Jerusalem. Building that was not made by me. A building that was made by God. But I'm going to close up. But give me a few more minutes. I got about 5 or 6 more verses here. Glory be to God.
Uh-huh.
That's a building that's not made by hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, man hand can't make this building.
Can't
hey, it's
this
God to make this
man
building.
Can't build this one.
Revelation 21, 22, 27. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12 gates were pearls, mm-hmm. and at every several gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple. Now look, this is your new heaven, your new Jerusalem. He said, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of the temple and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. This is that city that Abraham was looking for. This is the city that we are looking for. And the nation, glory be to God, of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gate of it shall not be shut at all that day, but there shall be no night there. Look at God. This is what God has prepared for us. This is the city Abraham was looking for. This is the city that we are looking for. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nation into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiled it. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, I got five more verses, and I'm going to shut my mouth. Glory be to God. This is that city, glory be to God, that is not made by hand. Man can't touch that city. Man is too filthy. God don't want you to touch. God just wants you to clean up and wants you to come and live there. It says 22:1-5 says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yields her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Look at God. This is the city that we're looking for. Glory be to God. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. His servant, glory. It'll be a blessing to be a servant of God. Glory. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there. And they need
no candle,
neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Ever.
Amen. Glory be to God. Faith, church. Faith is the substance of things hoped, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
To please.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently. Don't give up now. Diligently. Steadfastly. Diligently. Continuously. Diligently. See? Yeah. Glory be to God. And I thank God for that message on today. Sometimes our faith will begin to fail. Glory, hallelujah. Our faith will weaken. Mm-hmm. We have faith in God. Our faith got to be unmovable. We got to be strong in that faith. We got to trust God when the time gets so that you feel like there is nothing that's going to get you out of this. You got to hold on to that faith that you have in God.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Got to hold on. Don't give up.
Hold on.
It get real hard for you. You look into Jesus and say, Lord, I'm going to hold on just a little while longer. For I know everything is going to be all right. Hey, glory. And when you say that, you got to believe it. Glory be to God.
Hold on.
And I thank God. Truly, I thank God. I'm trying to shut up here. I'm trying to calm down. Truly, I thank God. Yeah, I tell you, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. When the Holy Ghost moves, I think everything's going to be all right. And at this time, I'm opening up the floor. Sister Emily, I see your hand been up since I first got on. I'm opening the floor, and it's open to you right now, Sister Emily.
How are y'all doing?
Praise God, we're fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to come on and ask for a special prayer request for one of my coworkers, Allie. She lost her father the other day. It was a real tragic, tragedy. He shot her stepmom, and then he shot himself. It's all over the news down here, so I just wanted to send all of the prayers that she can get.
Glory. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Sister Emily, and that is a tragedy. I'm with you on that. And we definitely want to pray for Allie. But before I pray, I'm going to open the floor for a little while just to see if anyone else have a prayer request. If you have anything you even want to say about the message, now say. If you have a testimony, glory be to God. We're here for you. So the floor is open right now to anyone who have a question, a prayer request, or what have you. It's open to you.
Amen. Am I open to you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
T, can you hear me? Amen.
Yes, I hear you.
I'm constantly hitting the one button on the phone. I guess Brother Dog got smart at me. He just wanted to open the mic up because I don't see the word on my phone. But first, giving unto God, as always, who is truly the head of my life. We just want to thank God again for our service today. Thank him for the word. Monty said she's trying to hold herself. And in the process of trying to hold back, I was sitting over there saying, Lord, please let her keep going. Keep going.
Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus. And as you know, she, as she was talking, I was sitting there looking at the book of Revelation. And I looked over here in 21 and verse 23 when it says, the city has no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine. Shining in. For the glory of God did light me. And the Lamb is the light thereof. In the name of Jesus. You know, I looked at that. Then I looked over at 22 and 6 when you were saying, and you said unto me, these saying are faithful and true. That was enough for me right there. That was enough for me
right
there.
Thank you, Lord.
But he kept going. He didn't. I'm so glad he didn't just stop. He kept going. It says, and then he said, and the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angels to show unto his servant the things which must come shortly. And my teeth stopped, but I wanted to go on so bad because when she got right there, see, the angels show you these things that must come shortly. Then he told, he said, behold, I come quickly. I come quickly in the name of Jesus. If you, and then he told him something else. See, I wanted you to keep going in the name of Jesus. I wanted to keep going because in verse 11, he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, Let him be holy. See, oh, he's coming back quickly,
yeah.
Brother. And he told me how he's coming. He's coming quickly. I just thank God for the word today. I was sitting there looking over there. And I'm like, I tell you all the time, I can't get enough of God's word. I truly can't. I'm so blessed. God is so good to us. God is truly so good to man. God looked down. Monty took you all the way back to the book of Genesis and showed you where he looked down on nothing. And I like what she said. She said, well, nothing there but water. But now see, some people will get confused there because don't mess it up. God put the water there. It didn't just show up on his own. He put the water there. It didn't just show up on his own. Then he just started speaking things. And that's what he wants you to have faith. He wants man's faith to be strong enough to where we'll just believe that if we ask him, that we just must believe that he will. And I thank God today. I just thank God. I thank God. Whew, I thank God for the word today.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you. Amen.
Amen. I just have to laugh at my nephew, bless his heart. I praise God for him because he truly believes what he's saying, and that's all it takes.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Thank you for those words, Devo. And at this time, we're going to open up to you, Brother Fan.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Mary, do you hear me?
Praise God. Praise God.
I tell you, everything is good. D said everything. I mean, I'm like, dog, D so long-winded, you can't come behind him. I mean, it's the truth. And you had opened the doors up, and you had said it so straight because I felt it was some stuff go on, and it just like that somebody pushed my tree to the side, and you came back like a hurricane and straightened it back up. And, it's like, somebody, you hear this stuff in this, you hear people talking, and it throw you off a little bit. And I said, she came right in, and this was going on in your life. And I mean, it's like you know what was going on. God put you in there, and you came right in there and just started talking about, and this really was happening. And I'm saying, I'm talking about, man, she hit it. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm saying, thank you for the message. He works just that way, and I tell you, it was like you answered stuff that I had on my mind. I was kind of confused about, and then you came and you just opened the doors up and said, "Here it is for you. Listen to what I'm talking about today."
Yes.
And that's all I got to say. I enjoyed you, Sister Mary, and hey, you brought the word five times today. I'm telling you, and I enjoyed it. I just wanted to let you know. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. I promise. And the show, like I said, we all get confused, but it takes stuff like it takes a show like this to bring you back. I don't care how strong you are, the devil can push you down a little bit. You know,
yes, he will. Yes,
and when
he
bumps you,
yes,
somebody come back and the storm.
Yes,
I mean, just straighten your tree back up. I'm straight.
Yes.
I just want you to know tonight I am straight. You
thank
got me back straight, and I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Glory be to God. I praise God for you, Brother Fan. And I'm so glad that you came on and said something. Because when I tell God, Lord, you know this your message. I'm just your messenger. You preach your word the way you speak. Let it reach the people's heart. And I thank God for you, Brother Fan. Glory be to
you. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm just that messenger that's willing to do what he had me to do. And I thank him because through the Holy Ghost, God can work.
Yes.
And I allow him to just come in and do what he can. I thank God that it reaches people.
Amen.
That's my prayer, is that whatever I do, let it reach the people for you. Because everybody don't know the word as well as Debo or like you, Brother Fan, Sister Fan. Everybody don't know that word like you all do. And we all still need help. So I thank God that he put that word out there so that it can reach somebody's heart. That means a lot to me. That's why I thank Brother Dog so much all the time. Because he's enabled me through the Holy Ghost to get that word out to God.
Get that word.
That means a lot to me.
That's it.
Glory be to God.
Get the word. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus.
Sister Mary, we want to thank you, Lord, for Brother Tate and his brother. They got a birthday today. Both of them, their birthday on the same date. They're not the same age, but their birthday on the same date. Want to just send a prayer for the Lord to bless them for seeing another born day.
Amen.
And Brother Fan, I say it all the time. That's one of the things that keep me grinding and keep me going. It's people like yourself that can come on and you speak. So, I mean, it means something because you don't speak all the time, but when you speak, people listen. Amen. Because it's uplifting. It's uplifting. It's heartwarming to hear people that really do appreciate it. Some people just, you know, you want to be appreciated. You want to be thanked. You want to be heard. So,
right.
Brother Fan, again, I echo what Sister Mary said, man. We appreciate you for always standing in the gap, brother.
I appreciate
always
you,
standing
bro.
In the gap. Yeah, you and your family both.
You
and your family.
Thank you all. Good all of you.
Amen. That's so
Amen.
True, Brother Fan and Brother Dahl. Right, the fact that you don't mind speaking up and saying something. You enjoy the message you say it. If it needs something to straighten you out, you know, you'll say it. You know, and I thank God because one thing I do know, God know what you need. I didn't.
Yes, he did.
But I was willing to put it out there. I was willing to put it out there.
You put it out
there. The Bible tell us, and we got to realize that. The Bible let us know. We prophesy in part, and we know in part.
In part.
God knows it all. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Amen. Doors open.
Amen. I say this. I'm gonna stay on mute today. I'm not gonna over talk myself today. But I will say this for the. I thank my brother,
Brother
Fan, as well.
Brother Fan,
yes. I know where you're going, Brother Dog.
Bishop Thompson said, "When you keep on talking, you're gonna lie." So he's not gonna stop saying he's gonna be quiet. He's gonna go. He's not gonna stop saying it. That's what I'm saying.
But he got my attention, dog. He's gonna play something good.
Don't let me bring guitar on here and tell you about this. And you know, sir, I thought she was gonna come on me though. But you know, I must say this. You know, and Brother Dog just said it. Really, it really does the heart good when you know that someone is listening to you. Besides God, we see through our faith we know God is listening. But when someone, and that's what the Bible means when he said, if you just reach one, he said, the angels of the heaven rejoices. This is what he means. If just one come in and say something. And I'm going to close out. I said, I'm going to get out of the way now. You know, I heard my auntie when she said, Almighty God. You know, I was talking to a preacher one time, and he was telling me how he's a God. He said, but he a little God. I said, right, because my God is Almighty God. So if you want to believe that there are other gods, just know that God is the Almighty. And that was a young man.
We had a great
that used to call Jesus. That's it, see. I know a young man, and you all know him. I won't call names. He's called Jesus Blue-Eyed Devil. But when he got sick, and he thought he was sick unto death, he changed his way of thinking. He said, I learned to call on the name of the Lord. With that, Brother D, gone. I'm gone.
Amen.
I'm not gonna say
that.
Amen.
Amen. You can go on all night, but we understand.
Amen.
We understand.
Amen.
I love what you say about looking down, and he put the water down. You know, looking down. Man, I just kept that in my heart, and I understand exactly what you say. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God is so good. Ain't he good?
He's so good.
All the time.
Serve a good God. Amen. Before I get this prayer on the way, Brother Dawes, do you have anything you need to say?
it's just America. Trust me, if I got something to say, I say it. Some stuff I just have to, it kind of builds up into me before I can get it out. But I'm over here simmering right now. I'm simmering. Why did you ask me that, Sister Mary? You feel like I got something I want to say? Do you feel like I got something?
I know, it just, you know, when God puts things in your heart, it's good to just ask. Even if you don't say nothing, do you have anything you want to say?
Trust me, when like I said, Emily's on here and she's trying to do the right thing. At least if she ain't, she fooling me, and that's good enough, long because I'm easy to fool. And when, like I said, when brother fans, people come on there and say that just warms my heart. I can just
amen.
Back and you know, it warms my heart. It warms my heart when people like that come on there, you know. So I'm good, Sister Mary, right
amen.
Now. I'm good right now. I'm good. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Brother Dog. I'm going to say a prayer for you, Sister Emily, your friend, and her, and the incident that went on in her family. Also to you, Brother Tatum, you and your brother on your birthday. And after
Brother Tate,
finished,
Brother
Tate,
Sister Mary, Brother Tate.
I wrote Tatum on here, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother Tate, T-A-T-E, I got you now, Brother Tate, sorry.
Yes.
And after I finish, Brother D, I want you to come in. I want you to pray for the sick to shut in. For the bereaved families, okay?
Amen, amen, amen.
Father God, right now, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, I come to lift Sister Emily's co-worker, Allie, up to you, Father God. Father God, we know that this was a hard thing for her to witness, and it's a hard thing for her to get through. Father God, we ask you to touch her right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Touch her and the family, Father God. Father God, bless them to make it through this trying time, Father God. Father God, sometimes we don't know why things happen, Father God. But give them peace through this trying time, Father God. Father God, put your loving arms around them and let them know that you love them, God. Father God, and let them know that you're still with them and you will always be with them. All they have to do is trust you, call you, and lean on you. But God, if once we trust you, God, I know you would be right there with us. Father God, just give them strength, Father God. Father God, and we thank you for Sister Emily who care enough to come and ask prayer for that family. Father God, and we thank you for Sister Emily. We ask you to continue to strengthen her the more, Father God. Father God, because she just seems so excited to even come on to even say anything at all. And that's just a blessing all by itself. Father God, and give her strength, Father God, as she hold her friend's hand, as she go through this time, Father God. Let her strength be able to help strengthen Allie. Father God, and we know you're able, and we thank you for it. Now, God, we ask you to bless Brother Tatum and his brother. So you'll bless them to see another year.
Yes.
Another year
of
their life. You've added another year.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother Tate. Bless his brother. Strengthen them on this day. Let them enjoy their birthday in your holy name, Father God. Father God, let them look up and thank you for blessing them to see another day, another year, another birthday in the year of 2024. Father God, we ask you to strengthen them. Bless them, Father God, that they have a loving birthday that they won't forget, Father God. Father God, and bless them. Rain down blessing on them, Father God, that they may enjoy this, their special day. Father God, this prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Go ahead, Brother
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary, before Brother
yeah.
D close out.
Yeah.
Before Brother D close out. I don't know why you asked me that, but I did have some on my mind. I didn't want to do it, though, but you didn't already pray, but Brother D can integrate it into his I'm having a problem with my patience, Sister Mary. I'm high strung. My patience is bad, and when my patience gets bad, I get worse than I normally get. So if there's any kind of way you can just say a silent prayer for me, I've been praying for myself, but my patience, I can't control my patience, sister, man. I can't control my patience, and I need to do that because it makes me do it makes me go places I don't want to go. So I did have some on my mind, and you must have read it or filled it through the phone or something, but if I had to ask for anything, I'd ask for give me patience. Give me more patience because I need it. I need more patience. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Dog. And, you know, God knows what's on your heart. When he gives me to ask something, it don't be me. It be my mouth that is him for you to bring it out. Now, before I pray for you, I just want you to remember the trying of your faith. And you're going to find this in James, the first chapter, in the third verse. The third and fourth verses says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Worketh patience.
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So you trust, and we're going to pray that God give you that faith, that patience that you need. But in your request for patience, you got to have faith that God's going to give it to you and in the measure that he know that you need. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we lift Brother Dog up to you, Father God. Lord, we know you heard his request, God. Father God, he wants patience. And he wants that patience to work where he won't do the things that he don't want to do. Father God, so we ask you right now to work perfect faith in him, perfect patience in him. Father God, let him get to know you more and more, that when he goes to do something because someone got on his nerves that he shouldn't do, Father God, give him something within him that will make him turn and go the other way. Father God, give him that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding that he needs, that he may walk by faith and not by sight. That he will walk according to your word, God. Father God, and we thank you. We just ask you to strengthen him, Father God, for he is doing a good work for you. Father, and we thank you. We praise you, Father God, and we lift you up, and we're going to believe that you're already working on his patience. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Doc, if you believe, you will receive. Go ahead,
yes,
Brother D.
Amen. Amen. You know, I try to be obedient to the word as much as it lies within me. But I'll tell my brother this before I pray. I want him to go to the 2 Corinthians and read 6 through 17. And at this time, I'm going to ask each and every one that's listening, if you'll bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, pray along with us as we pray, because we find that we are truly in need of prayer. Father God, we come to the throne of grace. So we come this evening just to tell you thank you, Lord. So we want to thank you, Father, for all the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Father, for keeping us right now, waking us each and every morning with a bright and good great portion of health and strength and clothes in our right mind. And we just thank you, Father. Father, as we look upon this world today, we find that sickness has lost its mind. Death has just gone crazy. Killing is just out of the world. But we know that we know that we know, and we trust and believe in, Father, that you are a God of faith. You are a God of healing. You are a God of understanding. So we pray that you heal this land right now. Touch those that are sick, Lord. Give them a mind to say yes to your word, Lord, and yes to your way. Father, touch those that have lost loved ones. Give them understanding that you make no mistakes. Give them understanding, Lord, that they're just a pilgrim passing through a borrowed land. Give them understanding, Lord, that we didn't come here to stay, that we're only here for a short while, and we must return back to you, only on our second to be judged, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would just bless right now. Bless in a way that only you can, Lord. We trust and believe in that you will. We trust and believe in, Father, that somewhere, somehow, that those that are lost will turn from their wicked ways and seek your faith. Those that have lost loved ones, Father, we pray, Father, they will turn from this world and say, Lord, we know that we may have lost a loved one, but thou knowest. And we just said thank you right now. But you continue to bless and continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Father, these blessings among men, and we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Give me your announcement before you go, Brother D.
Yes, Lord, yes. And I want to say that, Brother Dog, we thank you for reminding us today of Brother Tate and his brother. The Lord bless him to see 5-3 today. And I heard my brother say something that was somewhat shocking to me, but I was glad. He said, I'm blessed enough to know that I got more years behind me now than I got in front of me. See, when a person starts thinking that way, things happen. When you start thinking that you got more years behind you than you got in front of you, it tends to work with the mind. Things start to happen. And we just pray the Lord continue to work a mighty work. Amen. I want to thank you all again for the service today, those that came out to worship with us. And we pray that if you like me, and I tell you this all the time, just can't get enough of God's word, we have another service tomorrow at the same appointed time called God's Plan. I got two powerful preachers out of Texas there. You all know them as Reverend Eric and Brother Henry, another pastor preaching out there. They're going to give us something on Mondays and Thursdays that the Lord give them, and it's a powerful voice, it's a powerful men. So if you didn't get enough and you can't be without God's word like me, tune in tomorrow at the same appointed time. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Back to you, T.
Amen. We thank you, Brother D, for that prayer. And thank you for those announcements. And we're going to just ask you to be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. God has a word for you. And I just want to take a second to thank Brother Fan for lately, he's been like a little leaning post for me. It is so such a blessing to hear your voice, Brother Fan. It's a blessing to know that you're not ashamed to get on here and say something about God. It's a blessing to hear you that what God put out today was something that you needed that helped you.
Man,
I thank God
man.
For that.
Amen. Truly
thank God for that. So I just wanted to tell you, give you your flowers. You and Sister Fan has been support all the way,
all the
time.
All the way.
Even though sometimes she can't be on here, you're always on here. But when she's on here, she's a powerful woman of God.
Amen.
And I thank and I praise God for that. I truly thank God for that. So, you know, I just like to tell people when I appreciate them. You know, a lot of times people help people and they never say a word. But I don't want nobody to go without knowing that I appreciate what you do. I appreciate my nephew. He's the one that got me started on here, basically, by helping him. I appreciate Brother Dalton because he's always a backbone. Always got your back. And I appreciate that. So I thank God. I just thank God so much. You just don't know. He just does so much for me. It does not have to be in money. Just in blessing. Blessing you don't see, but it's a blessing. And I thank God for that. So So in my closing, in my benediction, may the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for that. Brother Dahl, back into your hands.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, mighty God,
I just want you to hold me
in
your holler.
Sister Mary, you got the last words to get on before you get out of here. You got the last words before you get out of here. And we'll conclude our ceremony for the day. And Sister Marion, as usual, outstanding job. Continue to stay in God's grace. And we appreciate everything you do for the community. Thank you, Sister Marion.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Dog. I just thank God for each and every one that came out to hear us tonight. And I truly praise that God's word touch your soul, touch your heart. And I pray that I see you all again on next week. And I just thank you because I am encouraged. Pray my strength in the Lord back into your hand, Brother Dawg. And you all have a blessed evening.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, Sister Mary. Thank you. All right. All right, Sister Mary, hang up. Hang up. Hang up. Out on Brother Deal. Brother Fan, that's for you, Brother Fan. And I agree, he sound like you.
I hear you, man.
Brother B, hit the one button. Brother D, if you got any updates on brother Chef Lee, man, how's him and his family doing? You got any updates on Chef Lee?
Yeah, as always, you know, Brother Lee gonna put up a big facade up front to show that he's just gung-ho strong. But we know those that have been crossed this bridge, has been down this street, we know what the effect that it has on us. But we're going to go through Saturday. We're going to put our mom away, and we're just going to have a shout and hallelujah good time. You know, we're not going to have a friend. We're going to have a home going for her Saturday.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Lee is doing good.
Amen.
Brother Scrap, they holding on. And we're just going to hold them up in the blood-stained bread of Jesus. Amen.
All right. Appreciate that, Brother B. And tell him I love him, and let him know we love him and everything. Let him know we love him.
Yes, yeah, sure. You know I will, bro. You know I will.
Yeah, because you know he's one hour. He's on here all the time. He's always on here all the time. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Brother B.
In fact, Scrap might be on right now. He tuned in a lot to our gospel. When he tell me,
no
I didn't even know he'd be on. He told me he'd be on.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and close you out here. I just wanted to make sure we were okay with it. Okay. All righty.
I've got something I would like to tell you right now. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you, wherever you are right now, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and I'd say, for God I live. For and for God I'm willing to die. You may feel like you don't need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, somebody gonna call your name and you won't be no longer else. Please listen to me a little while today. You may not, oh Lord, you may not be able to see your mistakes now, but you see, all I'm asking you to do is take a little time and look back over your life and listen to the song that we're singing here and the words that tell us right here. Listen.
Don't let
be doing fine now, and you may have fine clothes to wear and ride around in fine automobiles, but sooner or later death gonna creep into your room just like it have been a thousand. There are those today who don't ever think about how good the Lord has been to them. There are those who don't ever think about getting down on their knees and thanking the Lord for being so good and so kind. But I have a story that I want to tell you right now of a young man.
Amen. The song, the main focus on that song is Don't Wait Too Late. If you got loved ones that you haven't seen for a while, if you got elderly parents, brothers, friends, cousins, uncles, or whatever, go by there and give them a holler just to say hello. Because you never know when you might be. You never know your time. You never know their time. But you figure, like they were saying in the sermon today, like Brother B was saying, you got more time behind you than you do in front of you. Because we get on there in age, and the older you get, the more tragedy you're going to see. So trust me, it's going to hit all of us one day. Every one of us in the sound of my voice is going to hit all of us one day. All right, with that being said, guys, the floor is open for whatever. The press service is over. If anybody got any announcements, anything they want to bring up, anything they want to talk about it, feel free to hit the one button. I'm gonna be a good guy today. I'm gonna run the vote for y'all today. If y'all got any discussions y'all want to talk about today, hit the one button and come on here and holler. If you don't, dog, ain't no football on. I mean, I don't know what I got to do if ain't nothing going on. Ain't nothing going on. I'm going there and dog gonna get me some butter pecan peach. No, I'm getting tired of eating that ice cream. Make my stomach upset at night when I'm in the bed. I can't sleep. If you don't pull these ice cream before you go to bed at night. Well, all right. Anybody got anything they got to put out? Anything they want to talk about? Now's the time to do it. Got quite a few people on here. We ain't got a full house, but it's over full. It ain't over full, but it's all right. All right. I know we had a flip-flop discussion yesterday on the show, and I sent my public apologies out to the people I thought I might have offended, and anybody on here that I might have offended. I sent my heartfelt, heartwarming apology out to y'all just in case I overstepped my boundaries. I'm going to try to do better in the future. That's all. If I continue to have these shows, I'm going to try to do better. But we will always have, as far as until they get tired of doing it, Big Ernie Show on Monday, Brother D Show on Tuesday, and Sister Mary Show on Wednesdays. Now, I know y'all might not want to come on because, you know, you don't like to hear the press stuff, but, I mean, if I can't stir up the stuff I want to stir up sometime, I'm just going to have those shows, and we're going to get on out here just like right now. We got 89 people on here, and ain't nobody talking but me. Kid out there. I see Kid out there. I see the regular people that are out there. I know y'all might get tired of hearing me and him. I don't know. But anyway, if y'all ain't got nothing to get on out of here, then. Anybody? Well, before I go there, since ain't nobody want to send that, I could have left it. I wish I knew that. You know I can bring Brother D on there because he always want to stay on. But hold on a minute. We got a Nana hand up. 770-4485. I know who that is.
Dog, I'm going to come talk to you, man. I'm sorry nobody want to talk to you. I might come on and talk to you, dog.
Oh, Mike, I didn't want you to do that. It's a little too early. I really didn't want nobody to talk to me because, I mean, I can get on out here. What's up, Mike? Go ahead and you want to talk about your upcoming race or your series going on or whatever you want to talk?
No. We still got time, man. We got smoking them this weekend, and then we got first ass cutting. You know, we got stuff before we get to mine, you know, so no, we good. I just came on, dog. I ain't been on in a minute, dog. I've been laying in the cut, man, just, you know, staying out of the way. So, you know, that's the man.
Well,
I listened last night.
Yeah. Sometimes that's a good thing, Mike. Yeah.
Right.
Well, since you said it, Mike, and also we got smoked them this week down there to get it off your chest down in Orlando. And also the next week for the, you know, they got the U.S. Street Nationals down there, too. It's going to be quite a few people down there.
Right.
And the temperature is going to be up in the 80s, Mike. Do you believe that the temperature is going to be up in the 80s? Over here, we're going to be freezing.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be up in the 80s down in
crazy.
Florida.
We got to move south. We got to move. We think we in the south, but we got to move far.
We in the south.
Mike.
Well, okay. Kid, I see you and Brother D there. If y'all got, you know. Brother D, you know I don't need you talking to you because you'll be on here for 2 hours. How much you finna go? What you want, Brother D? What's up?
Actually, dog, I just want to say hello to my brother Mike, yeah, since he chimed in.
I ain't calling.
I got to call him. I ain't called him in a while. And it's funny because I was actually thinking about you last week, Mike. But I want to tell Brother Dog, just don't feel like you offended anyone. If a person take what you was giving them last night, known as, we like to call it in the world of education, I like to say education, knowledge. If a person take that offensive, then they just let them be offensive still. That's all you can do, bro. I can't see nothing you done wrong last night by trying to spread education. That's the right thing to do. So, no, you didn't offend anyone. Anyone that felt they was offended last night, they was offended before they came on. So, no, keep doing what you're doing.
I try to be the, sometimes I try to be the bigger person. I take the blame, but it is what it is, and I got you, and I appreciate it. And Mike told me about that, basically the same thing, but he been don't get in trouble, though. Kid, your mic is open, kid. Your mic open, kid.
What up, dog?
How you doing, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing good.
Hey, Mike, you going down to the U.S. Nationals?
Man, I didn't even realize it. I didn't even realize it was next week until Marcus mentioned it to me yesterday.
Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah. It's already here. You know,
it's already here, Mike. It's just like I told you. It's starting fast. Now, Mike, somebody asked me now, and I ain't hear nobody say it, but it's been rumors. Somebody said, is Stevie Jackson might be down there testing? He might be debuting his new ride?
Yep.
I don't know, but it's very possible with Steve. I mean, one thing you know about Steve, though, he one of the hardest working people in the game. So you know,
Not only
Stevie, Big Fletcher gonna be down there testing.
Well, you know, he
football
might be Fletcher.
Football season no way.
Come on,
football season no way.
Throw that in there, kid. I know you had to throw that in there, kid.
Football season no way.
Yep, Mike, you said from a lot of people, Mike. Well, hold on, man. Before we get to football, hold on just a minute. Hold on, D. I want to see something, Mike, right quick. Now, Mike said something a lot of people don't understand when he said Stevie's one of the hardest working person on there. People don't realize they think Stevie just fast. Tell that man how much work you see Stevie doing, Mike. That man works all the time at the track.
Oh yeah, man. I've popped up at the tracks, and Stevie got the tracks several days through the week. I mean, between working at the shop on them and working just testing. I mean, that's what he do for a living. I mean, and like I said, ever since I've known him, since Ernest Cup, man, he just been fucking working. You know, he worked hard, and that's where he got where he got. So, I mean, well-deserved, in my opinion,
Now, I know Brother Deuce couldn't come on here and laugh, but he can't laugh no more than nobody else because he left first with the Cowboys. They left first. So Brother D can stop coming over with that funny fake laugh and he's going to do because I know he's trying to start some stuff.
Oh, man.
I can tell the way he is. Yeah, he come over with that old fake laugh and stuff. I know he want to say something about Philadelphia, but he can't say nothing but where them Cowboys got drugs.
Hey,
dog.
Hey,
no.
He's going to wake Ray Lewis back up. He's going to wake that class back up. I mean, I feel pretty confident that he'll wake that class back up because that class kind of died off. It had died off really with nobody talking about it. Most of the excitement was in Pro 275 over there. So now he's finna. I think that'll change the game and wake it up a little bit. So it's good to have him, I'm sure, back in that deal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, you into this football stuff, Mike? I mean, I done heard everybody else.
No, I watch it, dog, but I don't keep up with it like that. I ain't gonna lie, I don't keep up with it.
I mean, as many games as such a loss, he can't keep up.
Damn.
Hold up, you and Fletcher got the same record. Y'all in the same place. Y'all on the same seat. Get about to talk about nobody
else. Hey, Mike, there's a difference in Fletcher and I, though. It's not just on one side, on several sides. I never brag about the Cowboys. I just said I'm a Cowboy fan. Brother Fletcher Cox came on and told us the Super Bowl must go through Philly. He's a
wild
chicken for the Super Bowl.
That's his
job. He got beat so bad, Mike. Hey, Mike, he got beat so bad till they won't even sell him a ticket for the Super Bowl game. They told me he ain't allowed to come. Then, and the second half of the game, they were kicking around so bad in the second half. Every time I walk out and come back, he was on the sideline, the defense on the field. I rest. D. Cochran rest his case. I rest.
Your case, you're like mine. They both in the same place. The only way they go to the Super Bowl, tell them what they got to do, kid. Tell them what they got to do if they go to the Super Bowl, kid.
Buy a ticket.
The Cowboys can buy tickets. They wouldn't even sell Fletcher no tickets, though. They wouldn't even sell them their tickets. Them boys run around him, over him, under him, through him. Oh, man, come on, man. They looked at the Cowboys. They looked at what Green Bay put in the Cowboys. They said, we're going to try to get that same score on you. They just went scoring crazy. I think Fletcher paid their receiver to miss a couple of them touchdown passes because the pass just went through his hand. He just did it on purpose. I think Fletcher paid him. He tried to pay Tampa Bay to lose the game, but they gave him his money back with interest.
Any excuse better now, brother. any excuse is better than none. Like I said, hey, well, man, I want to
let well, if we said end of season is better than none, then we got to get both of them credit because the Cowboys played in season two. They both was in the same position.
That's what I'm talking about.
About the Cowboys. I just said I'm a Cowboys fan. I never was bragging about the Cowboys.
On the Philadelphia team, what you expecting to say? Oh, we ain't no good. We ain't what you expecting to say?
No, no. See, I wouldn't have a problem with that if he had came on and took his lumps. But he came on bragging about his going through Philly.
You got
to
remember one thing.
No.
I got to give him an alibi. I didn't call him. When he lost, I didn't call him.
No. You didn't call him, but the first time they lost him three games, someone called me, tell brother, you ain't got time for him. I'm celebrating my birthday. That man, I found out. I did a history
well,
check.
I got to do that
I
for
found out his birthday was 3 months ago. Nah, I'm just messing with it. I just got to rat up a little bit.
Brother, go on back on mute. We don't want to hear you, man. Yeah, go on back on mute. We don't want to hear you talking about Fletcher, man.
I'm really calling the rock and a hard place because I really want Fletcher to win, but I want to lose so I can talk trash to him. You know, that's all.
Yeah.
They beat the brakes off us.
Brother D, you're getting like Trick or Leak now. We heard you the first four times, brother. It's enough. We got it. What's up, Brother Flop?
Hey, you dog,
made me go on mute now.
I had to pull over and hit the one button because you know what I text you, right? The name of the song.
You thought I was talking about your mama. You thought I was talking about your mama, didn't you?
No, dog. Listen to me. When you text me the artist, I said, that might be the name, but I wasn't sure. But then when you told me the artist's name, I'm half driving and trying to look. I thought you were saying, come on, man. Like, you just told me the name of the song.
No, that's the name. That's why I text back.
Give me the artist and whatnot. Then I said, oh, damn, that's the artist.
Hey, Brother D, your Flop wanted, I was finna play for somebody hit the one button and Mike hit the one button. Flop was asking about that song, Hold Me, Jesus. And I told him it was about the Como Mama. I might have spelled it wrong, but the Como Mamas. And Flop thought I was joking about the name. I was just telling it for real. The Como Mamas or something. Kumo, it's Como Mamas, the name. The Como Mamas. Yeah, but Flop liked the song. And I was just finna play it to Mike hit the one button. And somebody started talking to me. But, you know, I was finna go ahead and play it. Because I like it, too. I like that song, too, man. I like that song, too, because it reminds you just like back in your own hometown at them old country churches and stuff, man.
That's what it made me feel like. Hey, you got a drum, you got a tambourine, and a piano, and somebody can get up there and sing.
Yeah, and the paper fans. You hear me? You got to get them paper fans standing away.
You working?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm working.
Hey, Mike, I heard him asking about your, Mike, are you serious about $70,000 for the year finale? Or you just, that man just made you feel that?
I'm guessing that's I'm not saying it's going to be a segment. I'm figuring like this year that, you know, just like the pot went up this year, dog, this past year. I'm figuring it's going to get bigger this coming year with more cars. That's why I said I figured the pot may go to that. No, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's got to be bigger, dog. Low Rider going to be this year. It's got to be bigger.
Got to be what now?
Expectation is astronomical. My bad. I thought my phone was on mute. My bad.
But, yeah, that was just me assuming, dog, you know.
Right. Missing out with my stuff. Come on, man. That dog on Alan B over here. Alan B, man, drunk. He said he was going to never sell the Grand National. He's trying to sell the Grand National. Then he talking about if you said 70,000, he was going to be there before he folk out, man. that man don't know what to hit. He don't know what he wants to do.
If he build a 44 the car, he getting us close and close to the 70.
got a point in that. I ain't want to bust him out, but I mean, I swear that man, he told me He gave me on his life. He told me he wasn't gonna never get rid of the Grand National flop. Flop. He trying to fake somebody out or something. You know. You know. I never know if he telling the truth, so I don't send that no more. And they're gonna had me out there testing the Grand National. I'm out there testing the Grand National, and then the next day he talking about he wanna, you know, put it up for sale. I done went out there and put that good number on the boat. I was just finna bring it down the dog on it. I'm finna go down to Bradenton this week, Flop. I have some business to take care of. I said I was, you know, we gotta do a little bit something on it. We gotta do a little bit. We gotta tighten the ring up a little bit. The ring gotta brace it up a little bit. It kinda tried to go a little crooked on us. So, you know, but we go that testing the other day. I ain't nobody. We go that testing and on, bro. I'm going to, Lord, Flop. I'm finna go do something. I'm finna find Jeremiah, and I was going to find Lil Will, and I was going to make them call the police on me, Flop, because I was going to go up there and park on their yard. I was going to go park on their yard. Yeah. Then we're going to come on here talking trash the other day, talking about some, if you do this here, I'll drive. Now, see, now, I didn't put him in the seat. He put himself in the seat, Flop. Now, when he get ready to race, and I say he got to drive, I don't want to hear nothing about he don't drive now. He put himself in the seat. So, I'm tired of him. Yeah, we was trying to, if I had seen the number I wanted to see, I didn't see that one, no, Flop. If it did, I know everybody's going to say I'm stupid, that no. I was gonna go up there and see what Sergeant Ryan want to do, Brother D. Private Ryan to me, though. I was going to see what Brother Ryan want to do.
Oh, shit. You been drinking, though?
No,
I know what the Sarge want to do. You know, the Sarge want to lock in.
I'm letting you know that's how close I was trying to get, Flop. That's all I'm going to tell you. I know I done messed up with Hustle.
I'm back.
Sarge, yeah. You been drinking, though? God, man. So I said you been drinking now. Well, if you said anything to the side, you know what he's going to say.
I'm going to read this text verbatim, though. Somebody said, Ryan's going to get you before it's over. No, that's backwards. I'm going to get him before it's over. See, everybody else scared of him. I'm not. I just don't have nothing in his zip code yet. See, everybody else, I'm gonna get him before it's over with. I started to put that on my bucket list, but I didn't want to do it because, you know, the older I get, you know, I don't try to be going all them. I don't be trying to go them speeds, you know. So, I'm getting a little bit up there in age. My nerves don't be as good. Come on in there, Juice, man. What up, Juice?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, dog?
I can't call it, brother. I can't call it.
I was just going to tell you, man. Yeah. You can't go to say it, not really.
You got me mixed up with somebody you woke up with this morning.
Damn.
I told you, hey, Flop, I said I was going to be nice, but I ain't said I was going to lay down now. I ain't cussing and then raising no heck, but if he said I'm scared, it's whoever he woke up with this morning, or Flop, whoever birthed him, that's who's scared.
Damn.
Out of
mind.
I'm gonna be nice nasty. Like I tell you, I'm being nice. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh, I ain't trying to win. I'm just trying to compete, my brother. I'm just trying to compete. I just don't like no bullies. I can't stand a bully because when I was growing up, I was a bully, and I couldn't stand myself. I can't stand a bully, huh? I'm talking about Ryan. Ryan a bully, man. Ryan a bully.
He just doing what everybody else do.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, Flop, when a joker talk trash, somebody supposed to stop it. Won't nobody even run him.
They probably can't stop him.
You know, Flop, if some people out here, I ain't say they're going to stop him, but at least I ain't gonna let nobody. Okay, Flop.
But dog,
it's like
dog,
right now.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Well, you can't fault Ryan. You got to look at the people for not wanting to use his learning.
I know it. I ain't fault him.
But not wanting to
hey,
take
Flop,
that
Hey, Flop, I ain't fault him. I ain't fault him. I just want to hit him in the mouth. I ain't fault him. But what I'm trying to say, Flop, this way it used to be, Flop, it used to be the same way back in the day. Did nobody come to your hometown or come in your area talking trash unless he got a raise? Somebody was. We gonna put somebody on him. He ain't just gonna come in and run over everybody. It ain't nobody even gonna try him. Me and Joe were scared to try him. That would make me mad.
Well, maybe they
just
dog. Maybe they all well, like you, dog, and say, we ain't got nothing in the zip code.
No, they got some in it. Let's see. TikTok back up. Hold up, when TikTok backed up, I knew it was over for anybody that fought. Oh, man, somebody said when TikTok backed up, they knew it was over. Let's see. He didn't
oh,
get
yeah, dog,
with
see,
that.
That was it. That was it. Because, see, everybody was saying, TikTok's
on
Monday.
Hold up, Flop. I'm getting all these phone calls, but I'm getting all these texts about TikTok. He just bagged. Y'all, where y'all was at when he just bagged TikTok
man,
down the other night?
And the man told him he would come.
He made TikTok
That man was finna load up and be in Florida this weekend. And TikTok bagged up. So y'all got Private Ryan messed up there now.
There you go. Sarge is barred. No wonder he think he in competition.
Yeah.
If he think he even close to him, he ready.
Right. Then Brother Why B, believe it or not, but hold up. No. Ryan said Ryan finna lock him 1-on-10. 2-on-10. He was ready.
Yeah.
Bony bagged up. Let me say this, D. I'm a Ryan fan now. I'm a Ryan fan because I love him. I just don't like everybody scared to run him, sitting there and let them talk like that to him, and they talk about their grass raisers.
Sarge feel like when he had that Mustang and he was struggling and had trouble, you know, he was talking crazy to him. So he said, now it's his turn. He have a ride. Yeah. And they got
I'm a Ryan fan. Don't get me wrong now.
Got the whooping.
Yeah, I'm a Ryan fan. Yeah. I'm just trying to say, you know, I call a bully. I don't like to see nobody no bully. Any bully in my zip code, any bully, I go anywhere he want to go to race, on the street, anywhere. I do it on the street too. I still do it if I have to. I go any if it's a bully in my zip code, I go anywhere he want me to go. Just to shut his mouth up. I can't stand a bully. And Ryan is one of my, what you call him? I love what he's doing. I just mad because these fuckers around here won't even give him a race.
See, that's the thing, right?
I know.
No, he don't call it bullying.
Yeah.
So I just call it trying to race. They didn't want to
oh yeah,
him.
But you know, I gotta put it in my thing.
Put it in your turn, right? Make a sound.
Yeah, you know. I gotta put it in my turn.
I hear you. Yeah. So maybe they'll come on a race and then.
Yeah. Man, come on, man. As much as I tried, I even had some extra money, I was going to put the money up for me to run it. At least half of it. Come on, man. Somebody run this joker. Yes, sir.
And see, the thing with Sarge, he really not trying to bet nobody. You know, he just want a decent, I mean, he don't want to run for no 1,500, 2,000. But if they get up three or better, you know, he tried it, you know.
Oh, brother, you don't went into the PR business now, huh? You don't went into PR business now.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
oh, man.
That's my brother, man.
You show mighty mouth about Ryan here lately. You don't went into PR business now.
Well, not lately now. Let's just call it where it is. Not lately.
That been your boy all the while then.
Yeah, sir. I ain't just not got this way.
So you know, I ain't heard.
I just be the quiet.
Since Ryan ain't
you know,
hold up.
Sometimes
Ryan ain't been on the
team,
scene.
Yeah.
Ryan ain't been on the since Ryan been on the scene. I noticed you ain't said nothing about Lowrider. Now you done made me mad. Lowrider got
oh, man.
Cause
Ryan got
well,
Lowrider.
You know.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You know they,
come on, brother. You didn't tell me that. That's what it is.
Somebody
oh, okay.
called
all right.
Did somebody call my motherfucking name?
Right. Don't come on there cussing. Don't you come on there with that cussing. Ain't nobody cussing but you. You the only somebody who cussed today.
Hey, there's somebody. Hey, dog, watch
this.
Ryan
Moto over in the car. Hold up, Ryan. You told me you were respectful, Ryan. Ryan, you told me you were respectful. Ain't nobody cussed on here today but you.
Just because you cursed don't mean. I asked a question. I said, did somebody call my motherfucking name? I didn't say.
Yeah, somebody called your name.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody called you.
He ain't calling about no MF, dog. He said he called himself. He ain't calling about himself.
Not brother. The man can't even speak for himself.
Well, I mean, I can't
see.
I can't make people run me.
Oh, I said that, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, I said all that. You know, I took care of you. I told him, I'm a Ryan Bryan fan. I'm a 100% Ryan Bryan fan.
You just want to get up there.
I just want somebody, somebody. That's all I just said. That's all I ever said, That's me. Because ain't no way in the world. I'm like you, Ryan. You going to come to my house and talk that much trash, go in my refrigerator, make you a bologna sandwich, then put your feet up on my coffee table, and then drink my Kool-Aid, too? Come on, man. I can't let you do that. I can't let you do that.
It ain't that they let me do it. They just feel more inclined not to confront me. It's just easier not to confront me. That's all. They ain't letting me do it. They just don't want to confront me.
Yeah, I mean, ain't no way to follow them and let nobody come to my house and do the stuff around me. Bow your head, low your brains, bend a knee. Man, I'm saying all these chuckles. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all, somebody stand up.
But I see they coming. I'm seeing more and more G bodies, but I want the G body that's coming out. They got to run Tate. I'm not running nobody.
Ryan,
no damn.
Ryan,
no lockup,
Ryan,
man.
I got two texts before you got on the phone. Tell them folks what you was finna load up and do. Tell them folks what you was willing to load up and do this week. Tell them what you was gonna do, man. You tell them.
Well, we're about to go to Florida. Me and TikTok are gonna go to Florida this weekend if he was gonna lock in.
Right. They gonna try to say they texted me about he was scared of TikTok. Yeah.
Hey, look, while I was on the phone with y'all, I was texting the team and asking them what would it take for us to go. They say just lock it in. We're gonna make it happen. So that's what gave me the confidence. It's the team that's behind you. You know what I'm saying? They help give you the confidence.
And get what, Ryan?
Yeah.
I was gonna come down there to see that one. I was coming down there too.
Yeah.
I was gonna be there. I was gonna beat you in the gate.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I just want to race. That's all. I don't want to get into it with nobody. You know, I done left the barbershop, right? And the guy was telling the people, where he started talking to me, telling me that his brother-in-law got killed down in Georgia. And I don't know his brother-in-law, but then he said over a girl, and I told him, you know, some things. He didn't like my opinion. So after he told me, he said, man, why you keep hovering about their age? I told him, motherfucker, you brought it to me. So I can hover about anything I want to hover about. I said, you should never brought it to me. More of the story is, when you bring something to me, be ready for the repercussion. TikTok, he brought that car to me plenty of times, and then he don't want to go.
Oh, man.
What do you want? He don't want to do nothing. And Boney didn't want to bring another car. You know, they had abundance of G-bodies. They don't want to race me. I don't know why.
Right. Could you do me one favor? Right. Could you do me one favor?
Yeah.
I need your autograph, man. I need your autograph, man.
You want me to send it FedEx?
I get it from you. When I see you, I need your autograph, man.
No, but it's an abundance of G-bodies out here, but they just don't want to run me. I don't know what they see that I don't see.
I just got a text. I just got a text. They said, you know what TikTok mean on? That mean the clock ticking. Tick tock.
But guess what?
Tick tock.
It don't mean nothing to me. It don't mean a damn thing to me.
Right. All right. Well, yeah.
I got oil pressure right now.
Yeah,
ain't waiting on that. You know what? You know that candy where they say now later? I got
oil pressure.
Not
the now or later.
I got oil pressure now and later. So, you know, I'll travel.
So, Ryan, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question. You know, some people, they're like when you're having sex or something, some people say they want to be hurt and some people say they want to be choked. How does it feel when you make a grown man that's supposed to be a tough joker or bend a knee? How does it make you feel, man? How does it make you feel when they bend a knee or lower head? How does it make you feel, man?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, sir. That's all I want you to be.
It don't feel no way because I'm used to people bending the knee. It don't feel no way.
See now, kid, y'all see what I mean by that joke of too cocky? You see what I mean, man? Come on, man. Hey,
dog,
I know the joke
it
like
don't, it don't.
There's nothing wrong with that,
it
dog.
Don't,
there's
don't
nothing
feel,
wrong with that.
No, it don't feel.
I know.
It don't
yeah,
feel
I, ain't
no
nobody saying that wrong with it. I'm just saying though. Yeah.
But I'm asking,
ahead,
this, when have they? When have they made? When have they made me bend the knee?
I'm just asking. You know, I done seen some grown men. I done seen some grown men bend the knee, man. I just can't. Come on, man.
Well, see, Ryan is like a guy we
is
had back in the 70s. Ryan's like a guy we had back in the 70s and 80s, dog. His name was CW, Charles Wilson. He used to terrorize folks up here in Chicago. Do you know him?
But you know, I want to say this. I don't terrorize them. This is what I can't understand. Why do they talk to me, but they're not willing to race me? We have nothing in common. You understand?
Ryan.
I don't want to be their friend.
Hey,
I'm not related to
them. Brother D, you understand it, right? It ain't that they hate Ryan. It's just that they want to beat him. I done got four texts and they wish somebody would set his big ass mouth up.
But my reply to that would be, is he cocky or is it just that he's confident in his program? I think the man just has the utmost confidence in his program and everything that, you know, into his program.
Yeah,
Hold on. I don't know because I didn't see all this. They said twice at Steel that Steel and that other track suck a bent a knee twice. They said you. Hold on. Is they talking about TikTok or you though? Which one are you talking about? TikTok bent a knee or did Ryan bent a knee? Which one y'all talking about?
Is he bending the knee when his car won't go down the track?
They said
you bent a knee twice. One time at Steeling at another track. They said you bent a knee twice. I don't know nothing about it.
But you know, me and him ain't been at the track too many times together. We was already locked in. We were locked in at Steel. It rained.
Yeah. I got you.
But me personally, I didn't feel like he was worth me going down the track at Valdosta because Valdosta is real iffy. So I don't want to win like somebody knocked the tire off. I don't even really consider that a win. I don't want to win like that. I want both cars to go down there. That ain't doing nothing but, you know, like winning money. Did you win? Yeah.
Well,
but are you going to be honorable behind it to say you beat somebody's ass? No, I like to beat people's ass.
Oh, man.
It's a big difference.
Well, yeah, I got a different mentality on that, though. I want to do what you just said then, and I want the money, too. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm, you know, normally that's what I wanted to be. Yeah, you got to, Ryan, in your case,
yeah,
I just want somebody to beat your butt.
Again,
I just want somebody to knock you in the mouth, man. I just need someone.
Yeah, but they can't. Who would you want to name five cars that you want me to get up there with?
Right. I don't want to name but one. I just want one. If you beat him, I just want at least race the man. That's all. I'm like you, though. At least somebody that's close to him or something, race him or something.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, name five cars. I'm ordaining you to name five cars. I don't
giving you
an
option.
I'm just providing a platform because they say I get out of line. So the only reason for me to get out of line is to get out of the way.
But that's you're not getting out of line because that's why I say I use the terminology ordained. I mean, I appointed you. This is your duty right now to name five cars that you would want to run me. That's cool. If they don't.
Right. You got to understand, right? If I name them, they're going to cuss me out for naming them.
I may not want to run them. I know two.
I damn near bet my own money to run you. That's Straightening and Juice. I pay the money damn near for you to run them.
Well, can I tell you this? I'll run both of them.
What I'm just trying to say, you just asked me. All I can do is talk now. I can't do nothing but talk. I have no control over none of them cars.
That's two cars. That's two cars. Name three more.
Mm-hmm. And we should be keep racking my brain and naming them. They ain't doing them. So they need to be keep calling them.
Okay, let me help you out. Let me help you out. Because, you know, we're friends. We friends. We can help each other out. What about Teflon Don? Would you want to see me on him?
Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you on here lying, talking about you was going to run me in Florida? Been fucking lying on my name.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I don't do no lying. Ain't nobody big enough on this phone or around me that I gotta lie to. So don't never call me a liar. I don't do that.
Well,
I don't even play like that. Don't say that I lie because that make me feel real. That make me feel real disgusting.
Well,
you
know
what I'm saying? This is what's going on. Hold on. They asked Aunt Bodie got on here last week. Last Tuesday or Wednesday, wherever it was. I don't know what day. And he was talking some BS.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me when would I race you. He said, I'll take you down to Florida. I said, well, lock in. I don't know who he called because I'm not from down south. He called somebody. He came back, you know, some minutes later, and he said he had to bend the knee. Florida is this weekend or next week. So, I mean, I'm not understanding.
I apologize to you, but I ain't. Last time me and you talked to Florida, I asked you if you was coming to Orlando. I don't know about no Florida other Florida race.
No, but I mean that's what they was. He may not call you. He may call somebody else. I don't know. How would I know who he called? I'm not in y'all's camp.
He gave the impression he was calling him.
He may be calling. He may be calling the person that towed the car. It may not be Jimmy. Jimmy is his car, but he may have somebody towed the car for. I don't know who he was calling, man. I don't know. Don't put me in that position.
My apology. I apologize, sir.
They just said they want me and you to race. I told them okay. When is that? In February?
February 17th.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's going to be too cold here. It's going to be freezing here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cold here right now.
Yeah, it's 3 degrees. It's 3 degrees here right now.
Oh, keep your ass up there. Don't bring that down here.
Yeah. Yep, I don't want to move around like that, but I mean, I didn't know the weather last week was going to be like this week, but I mean, I would have, you know, still went. I would have just left out a little bit earlier.
Well, I'll catch you. I'll peel your top back in 2024. You can believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with TikTok.
With my all glass G-body.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's not like something, let's say this, you need to raise Tate with that car.
Tate?
Run him with that car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do scare y'all then. I do scare you then.
No, I'm just like.
Being smart is not scary.
If it's a car, if it don't have no lockup, and if it's a stock suspension car, yeah, I'll run them.
Okay, say no more.
Yeah, if it's a stock suspension car, and it don't have no lockup, we can lock in for Bobby Cole race for Friday.
You going to show 484?
You said, am I going to show what?
484.
Ooh. What is that?
Oh, what's a lockup? What's a four lane?
You say what I show a 484, yeah. Yeah, I can show a 484.
Okay. Say no more then.
Yeah, I can show. Yeah.
In your car?
Yeah.
In your car? In the car you can race with?
Yeah,
I'm just saying Tate got a lockup in his car. He got a four-link car. So anybody that stay, That's his arena. My car ain't set up like that.
As long as you can show a 484 and Dirty Diana, me and you ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can lock in for Friday?
I won't be at Tate's race. I'll be at PDRA race. I won't be at Tate's race.
No, I'm talking about at Tate race in June. I'm talking about Bobby Cole race. That's in April.
I won't be there either. That's April 5th and 6th, right?
I mean, June. Yeah. That's April 16th and 17th and 18th. That weekend.
No. That ain't body race.
Look, pardon us. The 26th, the 27th, and 28th.
Yeah.
We can be the show. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I tried. Hold on. Don't get on here and talk that shit because I tried to rent the fucking track. We didn't even make it out of Georgia, and I tried to rent the track for you and Jesse James. I was going to run both y'all on the same day. Like, I don't care about. But listen.
I told you I'd rent the track.
I don't care about being on, though. Huh?
I told you I'd rent the track, too, and you wouldn't come to Orangeburg.
No, I'm not going to come down there. Yeah.
So why I got to come where you want to go all the time?
It has nothing to do with me coming to where nobody. 14, 15 hours for me is 14, 15 hours. Still is closer.
Okay.
Like, it don't matter to me if it's somewhere where we both go be at, then yeah, we'll run. But I don't want to get on here and you just making up shit.
No, I don't do that. I apologize to you for what I said. I didn't have the whole story.
Well, I mean, whoever called you told you to get on here, they should have gave you the full drawing. That way you wouldn't get on here and make yourself look like a jackass.
Well, somebody said you tried to get me to come to Florida. When I talked to you about going to Florida, you said you weren't going to Florida. So I ain't a jackass.
No, but you just didn't understand what we were saying. No, I didn't. Not to Orlando. Like the no guts, no glory. Not then.
That's when I talked to you about going to Florida. Since then I haven't.
Yeah, but I tried to. Yeah, but I wasn't going. I wasn't going 21 hours away for one race. I tried to lock in Teflon Dunn, and I tried to lock in E Dub. Neither one of them wanted to lock in. They told me to come there and they gonna race me. I don't race like that.
If you want to run me, you got my number. You can call me. Right?
Say it again.
I said, if you want to run me, you got my number. You can call me.
Okay. I mean, but you just told me you want to go be at the races I'm going to.
I want.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Huh?
What are we talking about? You're not going to be at the races where I'm going to. So this is going to make it much easier. I'm going to be at Bobby Cole race. That's April 26th, 27th, 28th. That weekend. I'm going to be in Martin, Michigan. I think that's 131. That's May 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be back at June 22nd. I'm going to be back down at Tate race.
Still Alabama.
In July, still Alabama. But I don't see nothing right now for July. I may not, you know, July and August until somebody say something. I don't have nothing going on for July and August. I may just sit back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a race up here. Yeah, we had a race up here for August, but I'm not going to support this damn cocksucker that had the damn race.
Well,
I just don't like the way he did it.
I kind of got my hands full right now racing with my little boy with this PDRA shit. But we'll get together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't no problem. But they were just trying to get somebody. I guess you called a great white hope. Because they were trying to get somebody over here to run me. Right?
Okay.
You know
I'll dance. We're good to go. I'm getting back to work.
All right, Jimmy. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay. Okay.
Like that nigga right there.
I gotta go borrow me a car, finance a car, something. I got to run. Juice Man, I gotta get it messed up for the year over there. I got to get it.
Like
I gotta race him.
Nigga right there.
I gotta race him or get somebody to get on his butt. I got to get somebody. Juice Man, I gotta get somebody to get him, man.
Man.
I got a pair of God doggone it private Ryan drawers on, man. I wear my private Ryan drawers to bed. I want to get him so bad.
Hey, Willis,
Yeah, Flop.
I got a question,
right? Uh-oh. Come on with it, Flop.
Is it me or did Jimmy, who I know is a master and king of shit talking, does he seem a lot more humble when he talking to Ryan?
Yes, Flop.
Yes. Well, now I'm gonna say yes and no. I'm gonna say yes and no. I think he humble because he can't, because Ryan can go any. He can't tell Ryan can go anywhere he want to go now. So basically,
well, I'm
he
just
can't
saying
talk,
because
he
I've seen him talk to a few other people.
Yes,
He talked to what's the car?
Vaughn,
Hey, he do talk. That's right, I forgot. I was mixing them up. You're right. He do talk kind of nice to.
But
he
with
do.
Ryan, and then
yeah, do.
I start, and I'm going to say this. Before now, I had never heard that other skip that just got thrown out, and I'm just a fan.
One thing I do know, I'm glad everybody shut up and let them two talk. Ain't nobody said anything. That's the way it's supposed to be. But, Ryan, where you at, Ryan? I just got a text, Ryan. Ryan, I got a text. Ryan. Where Ryan went? Get Ryan back on there. Sarge.
Nobody want to talk to Ryan.
Uh-oh. But, see, now, I heard that, like I said, Flop, I don't get in the steps. I let this, when the race was talking, I don't say nothing. But somebody said he better not breathe loud. And they said... I ain't gonna call his name, but the initials is Big Tisha. Big Tisha.
Oh man.
I just got a text saying he been out breeze loud.
Dog, I see Sam Jones got a car here. Them boys does normally get on the motherfucker.
Man, come on, man. Sam Jones should have been a stand up comedian, man. That's all he do is talk. So Nick.
Yeah, I tried to run. He got what kind of car he got? That green Malibu?
Yep. Who you talking about, Cam Jones?
I tried to lock his behind in. He didn't want to do nothing.
Right.
Ryan,
you declined Big Keisha? Somebody just sent me a text. It ain't me, but I didn't bring that one up. Somebody else brought it up. What about Big Keisha?
I mean, he could get it too. Ain't no G body out there. Say he could get it too, but you know. You know, we'll get it together. You know, whoever just text you that, tell them get their car and get out there. Like, this ain't nothing where people can pick and choose what I'm going to run.
And guess what now? I can't tell them my confidential informant, but they from up north, right? They running shows with you.
Yeah, but guess what? I'll run that car. I mean, see, at this point, you sit around and don't run these cars. And you ain't gonna run nobody. Because all of them's like at least you get one or two races in.
Hey dog, you said someone from up north sent you that text. You know, man, without art in his own home first. That's where you get disrespected first in his own home.
But I mean, you know, it's cause like people don't want me to run them.
Hey Willie, dog.
Talk to me. Hey, who got the background noise? Just mute your phone if you got the background noise. Sound like road noise. If you're not talking, mute your phone, please. Please. Come on. Come on, Flop. Yeah.
Confucius says, man who sends text and will not reveal himself may be coward.
Well, like I said, I ain't throwing no trash no more.
Now.
I ain't throwing no trash. I'm just running the boat, basically. They send me a good text, I do it. I told you I'm winding down. I'm being a good guy. I gotta work on myself for a minute. I'm going off the handle too much. I just gotta my blood go up though when somebody when Ryan come on, my blood pressure just go up. I got to get somebody to get him. You gotta get him. And I'm gonna have my Ryan T-shirt on at the track too. I'm gonna see if I can get some cheerleaders out there. Some cheerleaders out there that rah rah rah, whoop Ryan, rah rah rah, whoop Ryan. Then I think his butt whooped
by Ali and he couldn't take him back.
Yeah, Ali got his ass tore up and disgraced himself when he left us alone. We don't want to talk about
it. He just stayed too long. He stayed too long. He did not stay too long, and the military had him came in. He did the same thing. I mean,
we don't want to hear all your stuff. You're the PR man now. I just asked you that. You got a new job. You're the PR man.
Well, you know, I told you, Sergeant, I got history, so it's really nothing new. It's just that he got his combat out. You know, some people may think it's new, but him and I know it's not nothing new. You know, he's ready for action, and we just talking. I mean, we've been where we at right now. We've been there for a minute. It's nothing new.
All right.
Amen.
You're gonna be right over there with him and the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles too.
Huh? Well, I say again, we never said anything about the Cowboys, but they were very atrocious about Philly. Lost their last 12 games. Good God, they lost games.
They both end up in the identical same dumpster. So
If you bake a cake
and both of y'all get a blue ribbon, that's good. If you bake a cake and both of y'all come in second place, we both end up in the same spot. Don't make no difference. Man, one of us could
try. The start of the season, Philadelphia is going to start off 0-3 before you even play one game, they'll be 0-3.
Some teams started off losing their first five games. Don't mean that they ahead of some people that started off winning.
They're gonna take some of the 20. They gotta take these last 23 losses into 24 with them. There's no way they can take off. There's no way they can leave
y'all,
all those losses in 23.
Y'all carrying the same load. The identical same load.
Again, we wasn't bragging though.
Why are we talking about two losers? Let's talk about something else. We talking about two losers.
Negative.
Why are we talking about two losers?
We're not talking about two losers. We talking about Philly lost.
Anybody got anything to talk about besides them two losers? I don't want to talk about them. I don't know why he keep bringing them two losers.
Who you going with now, dog?
I wouldn't go with nobody in the game. I just was hoping who wins. If Fletcher playing,
well,
I'm hoping he wins.
Well, who you hoping win now, dog?
I really ain't even thought about it, that kid, because I done lost all my money on Alabama. Once I lost all my money on Alabama, I really didn't care about the rest of that shit, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Everybody hollering about the Ravens. I really don't believe the Ravens. I don't know, no. Boy, I tell you what, I don't give a damn who wins. I just hope Detroit lose. If you want to ask me, that's the way I can see. I ain't betting on none of them, but I hope Detroit lose. And the only reason I ain't got nothing against Detroit, I just don't like Lil Will.
Yeah, cause he gonna burn your phone. He gonna burn your phone up.
Yeah. I know. I had to cut it off.
Yeah.
I meant to get on your ass too.
What up, Flop? What up, Flop?
Don't be sending me that shit talking about Tennessee Department of Transportation or they gonna go there.
Where I'm Flop? Come to the phone. Where I'm Flop? What he did, Flop?
I'm on the phone, dog.
I can only hear you. I can only hear you.
He talking about IT, dog. He gonna put a picture up of a bicycle with a snow blade on the front. I'm like, that's IT, dog, for clearing the snow down here.
Oh man!
I just got a pick, kid. They hollering about the 49ers. The 49ers might get shocked this week.
Oh, y'all, my team is sorry it's in the league. The team I thought was gonna be a sleeper is ass out, so I'm still taking a shot. Whoever wins that Texans Ravens game, That's the
Yeah. See, them boys don't watch the sports, Flop. They don't follow the whatever. Them boys, them Texans, and they ain't, them some young boys that ain't got shit to be scared of, nothing to lose. They go in there, they're going to be trying to beat your head in the ground. They ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah.
Like, hey, the person that asked me, will I ruin Keisha? Ask them,
I'm not
getting
no
back.
Did I just, hold up. See, I try not to cuss, but I'm going to have to be calm. I just said I ain't been a quart on damn team. Didn't I just say that? So stop texting me talking about bet $100. I'm not been a quarter on damn team.
No, but
not
you
one quarter.
Off,
huh?
Can you the person that asked me to run Keisha, can you say, Ryan want to run you? Just text him that.
They heard it.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me let you sleep good though. They don't even got a car.
Oh, well then they can shut the fuck up then. Whatever, that's what they can do.
They got diplomatic immunity. I would not tell who it is.
You don't have to tell who it is. But I bet they pussy right. ass ain't gonna come to me and say, I want you to run Keisha. All they gonna do is see me at the racetrack and look towards my way and don't say shit, pussy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They had
yes,
behind
sir,
the
Ryan.
Goddamn phone.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ryan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whoa, well.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Talk to me, Flop. I'm the nice guy tonight. I'm not cussing none tonight. So you can ask me anything you want. I ain't cussing none tonight.
Well,
come
that's
on.
Fine. I ain't trying to set you off on nothing. I just want to know this: if said individual wants to see Dirty Diana run Keisha, why don't said individual also want to see TikTok and Keisha?
Damn.
Good point, who the 49ers played this week?
No. Don't be jumping over the football.
No. Somebody just sent me a text.
Green Bay.
Oh, no. I wouldn't. Man, you crazy as hell. Green Bay got a chance, but I wouldn't bet that. Hell no. Come on in there, Treacle.
Horse kick.
Trigger Lee.
I like them motherfucking Texans over them Ravens this weekend. Now any motherfucker got a problem with speak up now.
No, you don't.
Better honey. Stop that, Dre.
Kid, they got a bet. Don't put me in it. They got a bet going on, kid. Dre. Trigger said she want a bet.
Hey, Trigger, you know what? That's a bet to you. Fuck you. I'm tired of your mom. Bet that hunt. I'm sick of your shit.
Where you sending your money to, man?
Bet the 100, man. It's a bet. When you get it,
let me know.
I'll take the bet, and I'm gonna take 10% of the winning.
No, dog. You can't take none of the money. Dog. I want to beat her motherfucking head, nigga. I'm sticking her my
If Trigger wins, she probably gonna give me more than that anyway, though. All right, Drake. If you win, I won't take none of it. I'll send you the whole thing, Drake. I won't take none if you win.
Yeah, that's cool. I want that.
You trying not to bet now. That's what you're doing. Cause she called your bluff.
I want all that.
She said, send me the money.
You know what? Look, you better off, man. You better off just telling Dawg to hang up on me, man, because you can't peel my head back fucking with Lamar right now, man. I'm sorry.
All right, well, if we got a bet or what?
Man, I said it to you. I came to you. You ain't got to follow back up on me. I told
if
you what to do. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Man, ain't nothing else to talk about, man.
Do your thing.
Right, do it how you do. Get your money over there to Willie Dog. I'm gonna send my.
I already said all that too, man. Go ahead.
All right, that's okay.
Ain't nothing else. I told you nothing to talk about, man.
Don't say nothing else to me. We good. Ain't nothing else to
talk about. I got a man want to bet 200 on against the 49ers. He want to bet 200 against the 49ers, Kenny Reigns. All I got to do is I'm waiting on you, Kenny Reigns. He want to bet 200 against you. I'll spend for the money for this guy.
I like the Chiefs over Buffalo, too.
Now you sound like a crackhead. Who in the fuck wants to bet that crazy shit?
Hey, that ain't a bad bet as you think
it
is, man.
I'm telling you, hey.
Hold on a minute. Let me see. He said he like the 49ers. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. No, y'all said to bet the same way. I'm glad you text me. Okay, yeah, no bet, Kenny. Both of y'all like the 49ers, okay? That's what I was saying. I'm talking about you've been with the other Green. I was like, you got to be stupid to bet that. But y'all both been the same way, so disregard that bet.
We ain't got Houston. The Texans ain't got a motherfucking thing to lose. Shit, and even if they do lose, goddamn it, I'm riding with the ship.
They just feel a little wet behind the hill.
Ride with the Texans than you do the Cowboys.
Damn sure do.
The Cowboys watching them play. Green Bay got to play the 49ers, I think. Yeah, Dre.
Green Bay got the 49ers. Who like the Lions this week?
Hey, they better watch out for these Cinderella motherfuckers. All these motherfuckers that's expected to win, that's supposed to win.
The Texans look good last week, man.
Green Bay look good.
They got to deal with Lamar, man.
We already
that mug is not playing. Man, Lamar did not get by y'all. Lamar beat y'all ass to a pulp, and he going to fuck y'all up for real this time.
Hey, I tell you what.
Y'all ain't going to be bloody this week. Y'all ass going to have to go to the house and sit on that soft ass.
Stop talking so goddamn much. I tell you what. If we went down a touchdown, you got to send me the goddamn money. Now, if we lose by two touchdowns, you keep
all No. We ain't doing all that. If you do this, then you feel that confident, all the money by $50 more, then you feel that good about it.
I tell you what.
Hey,
you,
Tracy.
All right, I'm going to order 50.
Hey,
I'm going to order 50 more. You ordered 100 more, goddamn
it. Yeah, they've been the same way.
You with the bullshit, man. You with the bullshit.
Hey, with it all.
Go ahead, Block.
Put me and Trick in the private room. I need to tell us something.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on. All right, hold on.
Hey, Dre, I'll take that 100.
The extra odd.
Who is this talking?
Nate Kill. Get his ass.
I send my money
to Dog. He'll stay for my
money. Who is this, man?
I mean, it don't matter who it is. I mean, all we worry about is money.
Okay, well, no bet. If I can't know who the fuck you is, don't ask me to bet, you crazy man. What kind of shit that is, Ken Moe? How about don't worry about it? I send my money to the dog. Motherfucker, I got to know who it is I'm betting.
I bet one I don't know, Dre. It don't matter.
I don't do that. I don't know you, baby. You good. I don't know. Ain't no bet, baby. No bet. I'm cool with it.
All right. No problem.
That flop over there, wind her up, telling her, God damn it.
Don't really put y'all back
up. I know.
Kenny, did y'all get that bet off, Kenny? I had to go to the private room. Did y'all get that bet off, Kenny?
No, he wouldn't bet.
Dre still on there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Somebody was trying to take that other $100 bet from Dre. Who was that?
That was Kenny.
Oh.
Kenny Rain.
He said no.
Hey, Gravy fans flop up, though. Every time he bet, whichever way he flop bet, the other way, Gravy fans flop up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Get that little piece of dog. Dre, so I can beat the pump out your ass this weekend.
Make sure you got yours on too now.
Don't worry about mine. Mine already sitting right here waiting. I just can't press spin so you spin.
Hey, dog. I was texting Dre to see if he would pay. Hey, motherfucker, I had to pay the nail time yet, man.
Oh, man.
Keep knocking my ass off. Like, damn, I got to send it to him.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying Dre, because, you know, a couple of times people done bet you and they just said you ain't did what you did. You can't get on this show and say, hey, nobody, I bet.
Come
I pay
on,
my,
Trigger.
I pay my bet, Mike.
Hey, Trigger, you know
I just
what,
need,
okay.
It's not that I don't
I,
trust
I,
you.
I, don't
I just
know,
need a DP, man.
That's cool. Nah,
oh,
we
man,
here,
not
man.
The co-signer. Not
nah,
the co-signer, Trigger.
Hey, Flop. Hey, Flop, I owe you a sandwich. I owe you a fish sandwich, Flop.
Hey, I got out, man. I don't want to keep going back and forth. This one about this shit. I said it was a goddamn bet. I'm out. Fuck that, man.
Flop, I owe you a fish sandwich, Flop.
Damn, Dre, I talk too fucking much, man. I talk too much, Dre. I talk too much, Dre.
If we come back there, you're going to take us back. Hey, Flop, is that restaurant? Hey, Flop, that restaurant you took us to, is it still open? I'm going to
buy you a fish sandwich, too, man. God damn.
Hey, Flop, I'm going to send you the money for the fish sandwich. How much was the sandwich?
$100.
$100. A motherfucker talk their way out of gambling. Say, Flop, how much the fish sandwich is? I got you, dog.
Who talk their way out of gambling? Who talk their way out of gambling?
You run your mouth.
Oh, man, you need to stop that dumbass shit right there, man.
All
you got to do is
spend
the money.
Hey, Flop, I want you to take us to that damn restaurant you took us when we were down there the last time. That's where I want to go.
I mean, Dre, all you got to do is send the money, Dre. Stop hollering about backing my way out of a race, man. All you got to do is send the money. I ain't never had no bad money. Not on this show.
You just told me I need a co-sign and all this shit.
No, I did not say that. I never said nothing about co-sign.
You're damn lying.
No, I didn't. Kid said that. Kid said that. I didn't say that. Kid said that. No, I never said that. Kid said that. Man, you don't want to bet, man. You don't want to bet no way. You just be talking anyway, Mike.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't.
Kid on that block and bit.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know one thing. Do this mean I ain't going to get my fish sandwich?
Oh, man.
Somebody. Dog.
Oh,
Freak,
shit.
Dre. Some goddamn.
So, Bob, you got
your fish sandwich. That ain't, you ain't saying that. I got your fish sandwich now. Nah. But Dre want to pay for it, too, so let me see what he – wait a minute.
I want some more of that damn lemonade they had on there, too, boy. And all it, but Trigger, they had some good fish, lemonade. But guess what they didn't have? They didn't even have no cornbread muffins, though.
Ooh.
No, they had no cornbread muffins.
Oh, man, not
they
the
didn't have
no
cornbread muffins. No, the cornbread muffins. You know what I'm talking about, like this.
Yeah.
You always got that with fish.
Hush puppies.
Ooh.
Hush puppies.
No, not the hush puppies, kid. They had hush puppies. I'm talking about the cornbread
muffins.
Muffin.
Yeah. Okay, cornbread muffins.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
I wanted some of that to go with my. I wanted that to go with my macaroni and cheese and my fish and stuff.
Dog, Hey, Dre,
if I say I'm sorry, you gonna bet me back?
Hell no. Dre,
macaroni
Dre,
and cheese and fish?
Hey,
I'm
like,
sorry,
I eat
Dre.
What I
bet
like.
Me back.
I don't eat what go together, kid. I eat what I like.
I heard that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. When I look at some macaroni and cheese and it ain't like the kind they just put noodles in there, like Ricky Stanbrook makes, I'm going to get some macaroni and cheese. And I used to couldn't stand macaroni and cheese.
Oh, he probably couldn't see the directions on the box.
Yeah. Sometimes you go to them places like they just got some noodles and fold about the can and put some cheese on top of it. But when they got that stuff that look like grandma made, it's kind of ain't watery and kind of halfway thick. Yes, sir. Like you got to slice it. Yes, sir. Give me that. I always like to get the corner, kid. Give me the corner. Give me the corner. Well, did everybody hang up? We about ready to get. Like I said, if y'all ain't talking, we can get on out of here. I ain't mad at nobody.
Y'all keep talking.
Day.
I got a few more hours to work.
Damn.
Well, you better start.
Hey,
come
Flop.
On again, Trick.
Flop, I got one more question for you. You know that truck you had on that that you showed on that picture?
Yeah, that motherfucker looked like it come from up north, don't it?
No, that's something. Is that two tone?
You talking about that backside of the bed?
Yeah.
Kid, that motherfucker backside was gone. It was all rusted off.
Oh, I know that. Oh, shit.
See, hey, kid, I wouldn't give a damn what was on it. If I can make what I'm making an hour, goddamn it.
I heard
around.
That.
I'm content. I'm in one right now, kid. Another one.
You say you working all night? Oh, you working because it's cold. You working night because it's cold.
Well, we had snow.
Yeah,
I know.
What would it take for you to stop putting all them birthdays up, man?
What would it take?
Nothing. Him to pass out.
tell him, Trickle.
He be putting some of them up there. I don't even know who they is. Kid, some of them you got to put down there, put the name of who they is, kid. Some of them.
Oh, okay. I'll put the name on them there.
Yeah.
That's kid. Now, hey, dog, I'm going to tell you something. One day, kid didn't text me on time in the morning, good morning. Shit, I got a little
Uh-oh.
Kid.
You thought something was wrong with me.
I was scared a little bit. It was like close to 8 o'clock. I said, God damn, kid, mate. They had me worried all morning.
Man, I get up when I turn my phone on, that first thing they got the birthday there. Who in the hell is this him, man?
I look forward to my 6 o'clock hit up. Sometimes it be 5:53. I say, damn, he up early.
That Muhammad Ali big fat ass, bloated up ass on me.
Oh, man. That's the GOAT, man. That's the GOAT, a boxer. Like Michael Jordan to go to basketball.
Yeah, in your mind.
Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of more people's mind. They just don't want to say it.
Yeah, because it's LeBron James. Ha ha.
Yeah. Man, please.
Watch Brother D come back going, the only way he don't come back, he went to sleep. Yeah, Michael Jordan was the GOAT for the old folks. LeBron James the GOAT for the new folks. Yeah.
And you the GOAT for the in-between.
That's pretty good.
LeBron James was a wannabe.
Say it again, kid. Now you said something.
Call it what you want.
LeBron James was a wannabe.
Call it what you want. Don't call him.
Talking about bringing his son out of college next year to go, and both of them go play for the Miami Heat, y'all. That's what they said.
Man,
now.
Please.
I just wanted to tell y'all that's what I heard they said.
Shit, they said it's fine. They're doing that all that good at USC.
Yeah, he ain't scoring no point. Them played two games and ain't scored a point yet.
Yep.
Okay. Them two games he played and didn't score no points. But maybe they don't need to score points. Maybe he's a playmaker or something. So.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
I get the benefit of the doubt right now.
They say he's just out there to be out there because he got to play 1 year in college.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
They say
that.
He ain't trying to make no noise till he come out.
They say he's not the best player on the USC team.
Well, he ain't no starter. He don't even start, kid. I know he ain't. He don't even start.
He ain't no starter right now because he lost his spot because of his heart attack. He was a starter before that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he ain't no starter kid, so you know, yeah. That ain't saying much, though. He's coming off the bench. Yeah. But like I said, maybe he's a low management and they ain't calling it that kid. They just saving him.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Low management.
Not like his daddy.
Yeah.
Did they have that back when Mike was playing?
No, they ain't had all them 60 files. You touch a man now, they call foul. Touch a joker now. Mm-hmm. They didn't have all that there. If you didn't get a bloody nose when you come along there, they didn't call nothing.
Right, right, right. Yep.
Now you look at a joker, they calling a foul.
Uh-huh.
Basketball, they ought to call it girl ball or something.
And that Eurostep.
Y'all ain't lying. They travel every time they go to the bat, they traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to admit now, if they had something like that with Michael Jordan back there, he probably would have had another, goddamn it, 20 more thousand points or something. All the traveling they doing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't look at that, though.
Yeah. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all ain't got nothing else you want to talk about, we finna terminate this session. Do we have – hey, Flop, where you at, Flop? Well, Flop, I'm going to play Flop song for him. He said he got it. Flop!
Flop out getting that check, man.
Yeah, I saw the car cussing at somebody about snow on the ground.
Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, he handed somebody their ass right now by snow on the ground.
Take
that goddamn snow off my front.
Yeah. You got anything, Trickle Eat? You got any final words, Trickle Eat?
No, I'm trying to eat me a quick taco so I can go take me a shower and lay down.
A
look good head volleyball practice.
A taco?
Yeah.
Taco. Yeah. Kenny Ray, you say that, Kenny Ray?
Yes, sir.
You got the more bets you trying to get in, anybody?
They went not out.
You got the more bets you trying to get in? Kids say he might bet you. Okay.
It don't matter what you want to do that. I'm 49 out. You already know that.
I know mm-hmm. you is. I know you is. I know that. Juice Man, where you at, Juice? Juice Man. Flop over there trying to make
it.
Hit it one time, Juice Man, before we go. Hit it one time before we go, Juice Man.
Who Juice liked this weekend? I want to know who Juice liked this weekend first. Who you like this weekend, Juice?
I don't have an NFL team, Trickle. Mm.
That's floppy, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You would have hollered. Ooh.
Told you. I took somebody out like that damn snow.
Mike, he a 484. Mike, I know Mike, he ain't still on there unless he was on the road. Cold as it is out there. Mike, you still out there?
Yeah, well,
give me your final word.
All right.
Hey, well, Mike, we finna get out of here. You got anything you want to put out beside? You got anything you want to put out before we get out of here?
No, man. Just everybody enjoy the winter time. We can get back race season close and shit. Go support where you can.
That's
shit. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Mike. Kids, get us out of here, kids. You got the last one, kid. It's Flop drunk.
It was a good show, dog.
Okay.
Damn good show.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll see y'all when we see y'all. If anybody needs a special show or something, just let me know. All right, we sitting back here. We can talk about it. We appreciate it. Glad to hear Mike come on in. Talk to me, Juice.
Anybody like Ryan in?
No, not yet. Don't worry about it. He's going to get what he's looking for the year. He'll get what he's looking for. Trust me. All right. Good night,
dog.
Y'all.
Said before the year over. Dog said it before the year over, y'all. It's January.
Hey, Trigger, where did I follow saying, Trigger? I mean, ain't nobody really raising now, Trigger.
You're right, dog.
Hey, kid, I want to thank Dog for not going off in custody today. Y'all have a good one. Bye.